My interpretation of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from Birmingham jail primarily was a reaction to the white clergy who believed Dr. King was a proponent of violence. At the time this letter was written, he found himself in jail because he was accused of being a radical outsider. Currently, they are demonstrating because of the killing of George Floyd and other innocent black people unjustly by the police, unwise and untimely. That is what the white preachers of Birmingham were saying to Dr. King about his protest. Dr. King had been invited to Birmingham by the black people who lived there because they were being victimized by unjust laws and unjust way good laws were distorted in an effort to use against them. Dr. King and black citizens who called upon him to come to Birmingham engaged in nonviolent direct action by demonstrating just like all of the people who have been marching today because Black Lives Matter. They demonstrated because injustice was there just as it is here now. My hope is that one day the nation, like Dr. King said, of the South will recognize its real heroes. When Colin Kaepernick kneeled before his San Francisco 49er football games to call attention to this issue, he was branded as unpatriotic and fired. He had the noble sense of purpose that enabled him to face jeering and hostile mobs and with the agonizing loneliness that characterizes the life of the pioneer. Until recently, I only looked at January 1st as bringing in a new year with hope and high expectations. In further research, I learned it is also a day to keep in mind the history that lead up to this day. As we approach the 158th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, I am saddened to report we have made minuscule progress in equality and justice for all.